Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Time to talk golf. It's what we do every Sunday morning here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello, everyone, and good morning. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenoff from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado, the home of Tee to Green. Nice to have you on board as we hit the month of February. Winter still here for the most part, but things are heating up in the golf world. We're entering the Golf Expo season. We had the PGA show last week in Orlando. That's the biggie. But around the country, major markets are getting ready to host smaller regional versions, and one of the best and most successful of those is the Denver Golf Expo. It'll happen next weekend in the Mile High City, and Mark Kramer with the Denver Golf Expo will be joining us today later in the hour here on Tee to Green. But at first, well, about a week and a half ago, Meg Mellon was named the captain of the U.S. Solheim Cup team for the 2013 Cup competition. That's the best female golfers from the United States taking on the best of Europe. And the 2013 Solheim Cup will be held here in Colorado at the Colorado Club just south of Denver. A while back, Jerry and I had a chance to sit down and chat with Meg Mellon before she was named captain of the U.S. team. And we'll get her thoughts when we replayed parts of that interview for you. She talked about the Solheim Cup competition, about the LPGA, and about ladies golf in general. And we'll hear some of that for you today on Tee to Green. Sports Illustrated is out with their annual equipment issue. We'll talk about that. And oh yeah, it's a big football game being played today in Indianapolis.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
As always, we invite you to visit our website, teetogreenradio.com. And while you're there, check us out on Facebook, too. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenoff at the Broadmoor, teeing it up with Meg Mallon next as we continue worldwide on American Forces Radio, Sirius and XM Satellite Radio, and Coast to Coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, coming your way each and every Sunday morning from the Broadmoor Resort here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Scott Cuddy, our producer, in our San Francisco studios, Jerry Butenhoff, and allow me to reintroduce myself. I haven't been on the show much lately. My name is Jay Ritchie. It's great to be here. Great to be back on with you, Jerry. How you doing?
Yeah, nice of you to show up occasionally.
Yeah, once in a
occasionally
while.
During the winter here.
I come on
no
the coldest
kidding.
Days.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
12 degrees here in Colorado Springs this morning. You know, it's February. I know it's supposed to be cold, but 12's a little extreme.
Well, you know, you've lived here long enough that you should be somewhat adapted to it by now.
That's true. Hopefully.
You've lived here your whole life. You should be very adapted
yeah.
to it.
Yeah, well,
right
the
now.
Older I get, though, the more I don't like the cold
well,
weather.
Yeah.
I like the warm. And you can't play golf when it's 12 degrees either. You got to get out of town and find some warm weather. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Mark Kramer on the show today, our good friend from Denver. He is the main guy with the Denver Golf Expo. It happens next week in the Mile High City. We'll talk to Mark about that. One of the things that we want to talk about right now, though, is the fact that it wasn't too long ago when Meg Mallon was named the captain of the 2013 U.S. Solheim Cup team. She is a 9-time Solheim Cup participant, and she will lead the U.S. team when they come to Colorado next year in August of 2013 and play at the Colorado Club, which is just outside of Denver in Parker, Colorado. And it wasn't too long ago you and I had a chance to sit down and chat with Meg.
Yeah, she very fun. We've had her on the show a couple of times for various reasons. One of the real nice ladies
yeah.
in professional golf.
And a fan of Tee to Green.
She is a fan of Tee to Green, yes. So
we,
she gets points for that, too.
When we talked to her, she didn't know at the time that she was going to be the team captain. It was well before her selection last week. But she had been the assistant captain, and I think she had an inkling that somewhere down the road she was going to be a captain. Maybe she didn't know that it was going to happen that quickly.
Yeah, and when I had talked to Doug Eibling last week, the tournament director, you know, it was pretty much a three-way race probably, and it was pretty much well known that Meg would have become captain one of these upcoming events here. And the fact that last year she kind of officially made the announcement that she was kind of hanging it up as a player, I think that kind of pushed her vote along there too.
Let's listen to some of that interview we did with the 2013 U.S. Solheim Cup team captain, Meg Mallon. Solheim Cup, tell us about your experience as assistant captain and how it differed for you as opposed to other years when you were playing.
Yes, it's very different. First of all, you don't miss a golf shot, which is good, but you would rather be hitting a golf shot because you're so worried about 12 other players. But we had such a fantastic team and a great group of kids, and the future of the LPGA Tour and American Golf is very bright, and it was definitely showcased at the Solheim Cup, and we were very excited about how everything turned out and how well everybody played, and it was just a great experience to be a part of it.
When something like this goes on, does one match kind of keep idea of what's going on in some of the others, or how much of that goes on out there?
Well, it's funny. We, as captains, we tell them the night before that not to look at the board because they can't control anybody else's match. And sometimes, and it's exactly what happened on Sunday, early there was a lot of blue on the board, which meant the Europeans were up in a lot of matches. And that can affect your own psyche and your own match. So we told all of them, you know, just don't look at the board. Well, for some of them, that's impossible to do. Like a Morgan Pressel, she has to know everything that's going on. But for others, it really helped them a lot. They took care of their match and took care of their business, and that seemed to help a lot.
People who are not following women's golf, women's professional golf, are they missing the boat?
They really are. And the amount of people that came up and said, wow, I never really had watched women's golf, or I never really watched the Solheim Cup. That was the most fun and the best event I've ever watched in my life. That was the best response we got from the whole event, is that we brought in a whole set of new fans. And that's, you know, that's our biggest hurdle to overcome, is that once we get our fans out there, we keep them for life. Definitely, we think we're a wonderful product, and it's the best kept secret in sports. And the reason why it is we're not on network enough.
Meg Mallon is our guest today here on Tee to Green. What we're talking about with the TV coverage is just kind of indicative, though, of the bumpy ride that ladies golf and the LPGA has had the last couple of years.
Yeah, we sure have. And, you know, I think this is hopefully a catalyst to good things for us. The Solheim Cup was so successful for us, and hopefully we can get tournaments back in places like Chicago and Denver and get more exposure in the United States that way, and that will help us kind of overcome these last couple of troublesome years that we've had. The economy hasn't helped us, obviously, but from a worldwide perspective, you know, we're getting a lot more exposure and a lot more dollars from around the world contributing to our tour. So on that side of it, we're doing well.
Well, certainly, you know, we talked about the problems on the LPGA, but they're not on the course. Certainly the quality of play is really there.
Exactly.
When you look at the quality of play now and compare it to your career and the time that you've been a professional, how does it rate?
Well, it's different. Golf is different, as you guys know, and on all levels. The strength factor, the equipment factor, the hitting the ball farther, more athletic as far as, you know, working out. Back in my day, working out was taboo. You didn't want to make yourself big because you needed a fluid, long golf swing. So now that's changed, obviously, and it's a different game. I started in an era that I thought was the best in women's golf with, you know, Nancy Lopez and Betsy King and Beth Daniel, Amy Alcott. It was an incredible group of players there that were so talented. And I think this era you could compare to that. I think the players that are coming up, and especially from a worldwide basis, we can say, our tour can say, that we have the best players in the world playing against each other every week. And not every tour can say that.
When you look back on your career, I'm sure there's a few that you felt got away.
Not many.
No?
Yeah, you know, let's say I don't do that to myself, because I always feel like, you know, the wins, the people that won were in a kind of a meant-to-be situation. I certainly, every time I had an opportunity to win, you know, tried my hardest, and whether for me to win or not, I kind of am able to let that go. I don't ever look back on regrets or anything like that.
Was winning the U.S. Open 13 years apart, was that for you the peak, the highlight?
Well, it was pretty neat, and I truly say that it was my 2 seconds that I had, and one of them was at the Broadmoor that actually gave me the opportunity to win the second Open, because, you know, I saw the opportunities that were missed there in the 2 seconds that I had, and I made sure that last Open that I had a chance to win, that I wasn't going to miss those opportunities again. So I was able to use that experience to help me win my last Open.
What's your future with the Solheim Cup now? Do we know yet?
Well, in any way, shape, or form, I'd like to be a part of the Solheim Cup. It's been such a big part of my career. I've been on 8 teams, and then now the assistant captain on a 9th, and it's just great fun. So whatever my role is going to be, you know, I'll fulfill, but I just love the event. It's my most favorite event to play in and be a part of.
We got to get you in the Hall of Fame, too. 4 major championships, so something like 20 victories, and you're not in. That's hard to believe.
Well, I like our Hall of Fame, and actually I was on the committee that made the changes, our last changes, and really believe in that. I like that you play your way in. I don't like having it left up to a vote. The ability to play your way in is the best way to do it, and I think our Hall of Fame is the best Hall of Fame out there.
That's Meg Mallon, 18 LPGA victories, 4 major championships. She's been on 8 Solheim Cup teams, and she's been assistant captain for 1, and she will be the captain at the Colorado Golf Club outside of Denver in August of next year, 2013, when the U.S. best lady players in the U.S. take on the best European players in golf.
And we will have Meg on the show live again here fairly soon.
Yeah, Yep.
So we have already got that kind of in the works here. So we'll be talking to her again pretty soon.
Last September in Ireland, the Europeans won the cup, took it back from the United States. So it'll be her job and her team's job to get that cup back
here. To reclaim it, yes.
On American soil.
And Meg has some Colorado connections, too. We never got into that discussion last week even, but she has worked with a couple of Colorado instructors in her day and has spent a fair amount of time in the state of Colorado over the course of her professional career playing golf getting better at it.
Yeah, the U.S. leads the series 8-4, which began back in 1990, and they've never lost on U.S. soil.
No, they haven't.
Interesting.
And pressure there.
August 13th to 18th of 2013 at the Colorado Golf Club, Parker, Colorado. Should be fun, and we look forward to getting Meg live here on Tee to Green very, very soon as well. Hope you enjoyed listening to Meg Mellon with us on Tee to Green. Coming up, Jerry and I are going to talk about some of the things going on in the world of golf. We'll also make our Super Bowl predictions. And later in the hour, Mark Kramer,
okay.
Denver Golf Expo, joins us to talk about next week's big event in the Mile High City. This is Tee to Green. We're live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com. You can link to that through our website, teetogreenradio.com.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club, and today I want to talk to you about a knockdown shot. I know that many of you have heard a lot about a knockdown shot. Here's how you hit it. Three things you must do. One is play the ball further back in your stance than you think. You need to play it behind your back foot. You need your hands way ahead of where the ball is. I like to say they cover the left knee. Thirdly, you need to lean towards your target. This will help give you leverage and help ensure proper contact with a golf ball. If you want to add one thing to this shot, you must finish low to keep the ball flight low. That's a very desired part of any knockdown shot. Don't quicken the pace of your swing when you're trying to hit a knockdown shot. That will only complicate matters. A little bit of practice on this, and you'll be amazed how much better you'll get in a hurry.
For more on the knockdown shot and more on taking some strokes off of your game, visit the website, teetogreenradio.com, or check in with your local PGA professional.
It's the show by golfers for golfers, Tee to Green, happening every Sunday morning from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jay Ritchie alongside Jerry Butenoff. And this portion of Tee to Green presented in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Come in for your free personal planning guide. In Colorado Springs, Swan Law is at 501 North Cascade. You can call 719-471-9900. Coming up, Mark Kramer, Denver Golf Expo. But, Jerry, what you got in your hands right there?
I got all sorts of interesting info here. We've been talking about the finalization, finally, of the LPGA schedule. And they have up to 28 events this year.
When do they start?
Next week, just the latest edition, the Australian Women's Open is going to be part of the LPGA Tour starting this year. And so that kicks off the season next week at Royal Melbourne, mm-hmm. of all places. Yeah. So a great location for the ladies to get that thing going. So that is one of four new events on the schedule this year. There's the return of the Jamie Farr Toledo Classic, which took last year off, and they will be returning. And then there are a couple that have disappeared, the State Farm in Springfield, Illinois, and that one event in Mexico because of the location, having little issues with some of the
drug cartels
with the violence down there. But so the Australian Women's Open kicks it off next week. Another new event is the LPGA Latte Championship. That'll be in Hawaii in late April. The Manulife Financial LPGA Classic in Waterloo, Ontario. So there's two events in Canada now this year. And the other new one is, this is a return. It's been a few years, but there will be another event at the Kingsmill Resort in Williamsburg, Virginia. So that's the four new ones. And then the Women's British Open has been moved already this year back to middle of September, and that is to line up for 2013, I believe, when the Avian Masters will be considered a major. So there'll be five majors in the women's tour. And so the majors are going to be spaced out a little bit more. Remember last year there were three majors in a four-event stretch.
Yeah.
So they've kind of taken that care of. So there's three events in Asia, and then the first event in the States will be in Tempe starting on March 15th.
And then they're also trying to avoid what happened last year. They played the U.S. Women's Open here at the Broadmoor. Then they went overseas to play the British Women's Open, and they didn't come back to the U.S. for like a month.
Yeah, there's the travel is kind of scattered for the women here. the thing with the British Open being moved, though, that means an extra trip over to Europe, because the Avian and the British used to be, you know, within a couple of weeks of each other. Now those two events are spaced out by about a couple months or so. So the women have a lot tougher travel schedule
they
than
sure
the
do.
Guys do.
Yeah.
Not They're even close.
Piling up those frequent flyer miles.
They are, for sure. Phil Mickelson has filed a lawsuit against an internet service provider in Canada to learn the identity of a person or persons who have been posting vexatious statements that he says have been an attack on his reputation. Mickelson was quoted on Thursday, I believe, he says, "I'm all for freedom of speech, but I won't tolerate defamation." Now, I don't know if finding out the actual identity is going to be possible here, but he's filed a lawsuit against Videotron SENC in Quebec, and there are a couple of people using certain pseudonyms that have alleged Mickelson's wife had an affair, for one thing, and that Mickelson has fathered an illegitimate child. I'm pretty sure neither of those are really true, I got to think. So Phil making some news off the course a little bit this week. He got a good round going yesterday. He's 9 back at Phoenix this week, but unfortunately some off the course news for Phil here.
Yeah, apparently he's won the lawsuit, and now his lawyer says Videotron has 10 days to provide the full identity of the individual. I love the internet. It's great, but one of the darker sides of the internet is crap like this.
Yeah, exactly. Like you just said, and we had talked about this during the week, that, you know, the communication that's out there and everything, and the ability for people to learn a lot more via the internet and you know, go to sites and use it as a resource is wonderful. But all the illegitimate bloggers, if you want to use one term, that have emerged from the depths of society at various levels. Sometimes it's a little bit too much.
Operating under the cloak of anonymity. You know, if you don't put your name to something, you can say anything. That's why in TV and in radio and in print, you can sue somebody for a defamation of character and libel and slander. And this has been going on for years with athletes and politicians, but finally they got one guy, Phil Mickelson, who's got the money to do something about it, and he's not backing down.
Exactly.
Good
yeah.
for him.
Yep, he sure is. Sports Illustrated puts out various special little additional golf issues for those of us that want that. And they had an interesting thing. They got some people together at the merchandise show last weekend, Michael Bamberger and Gary Van Sickle of Sports Illustrated, along with Barney Adams, Mike Donald, former
player.
PGA player, and Mike Kaiser, who is the developer of the Bandon Dunes Resort in Arizona. And a couple of things that they talked about, Kaiser and his people at Bandon Dunes are going to host the World Speed Golf Championships in October. And as he described it, he says, "We'll have 20 or 30 players who can play around in less than an hour, running 7-minute miles and shooting near par."
I'm out. No, that doesn't count me. Either
no,
one of those.
No,
running.
No, no, it doesn't.
Or shooting
and,
par.
So Van Sickle says that sounds like great TV, and Kaiser responded that they are working on it. If they can find a sponsor, there may be some TV coverage of that, maybe on a delayed basis. Some of the other things that they discussed about speeding up the recovery of the game. And of course, we had Barney Adams on the show last year talking about the Tee It Forward initiative that he has gotten behind and playing shorter courses. You know, it's fun and easier for a lot of people. And Mike Donald chipped in with an interesting note. He says something about the real problem for the slower pace of play has been the design of the greens as much as anything. He says the greens are too severe, the depth of the bunkers are too severe, and the severity of various railroad ties and forced carries and water hazards and stuff like that. And as he put it here, and you know, this is, you know, no news to everybody, Donald says, "I have great respect for Pete Dye and people like that, but he did maybe more to hurt the golf than anybody in the country with some of his severe designs." And, we've played on courses that just aren't set up for the average.
They're set up for tour players.
Well, yeah, they're
or low handicap
and designed for tour players and that sort of thing. And now, you know, more courses now are, you know, putting in 5 or 6 tee locations instead of the 3 that we all grew up with. But we got to get people to play the proper sets of tees a little more often too, and that's where Barney Adams and his Tee It Forward people come in.
All right, Tom Brady, Eli Manning, Bill Belichick, Tom Coughlin. Coming up, we'll have our Super Bowl predictions.
All righty.
Any thoughts?
Well, it's interesting. It's will New England try too hard to make up for losing 4 years ago?
Yeah.
I was pulling for them 4 years ago because I wanted to see history made, and I was tired of hearing about the Dolphins opening up the champagne every year. I'm going to be pulling for New England, but I don't know who's going to win. I think it'll be very tight again.
First time in a while that I have two teams in the Super Bowl that I like both teams. Usually there's one team I don't want to win and another team I really want to win bad, but this is a tough call for me today. We'll talk about that coming up here on Tee to Green. Mark Kramer standing by from the Denver Golf Expo.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink, who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity for me and my family.
Todd's Goldline story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Goldline today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Call 1-800-278-5077 for your free investor kit. Call 1-800-278-5077. That's 1-800-278-5077.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3333. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 1 dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99. And will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3333.
Tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver.
the Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf professional at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs, and today I want to talk to you about instruction and how to get a little better around the short game area. First of all, there comes a time in everybody's golf game when instruction is necessary, and what we tell people here is learn how to hit shots. And what we mean by that is where your weight is. Is the ball played back in the stance, forward in the stance? Where do you have your weight? Is it evenly distributed? Are you leaning forward? Also, where are your hands? Are they covering your left knee? Are they in the middle of your stance? Are they held at the ball? So on and so forth. Get a little instruction to find out how to hit a flop shot, how to play the ball back and hit a ball down into the wind or chip it low and hard to an uphill pin. Also, how to hit a ball out of the bunker where you get it up quicker, where you use a little more hands, things of that nature. And again, I want to encourage everybody to get a little instruction how to hit shots at a certain point in their game.
For more on getting the ball up and down, check out the website, tdegreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
It's Destination Listening for dedicated golfers. Tita Green, Jay Ritchie with Jerry Butenoff. We're live at the Broadmoor Resort every Sunday morning. Appreciate you joining us today on Super Bowl Sunday. Coming up, we'll hear from Mark Kramer with the Denver Golf Expo. This segment of Tita Green brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Swan Law Funeral Directors at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs, 719-471-9900, the phone number there. All right, we've got Mark standing by, joining us from the Denver Golf Expo in the Mile High City, which, by the way, happens next weekend. Our good friend Mark Kramer back with us today on Tee to Green. Mark, good morning. How are you, friend?
I'm good. How you doing, Jay?
Doing all right. Imagine you're pretty busy these days, huh?
Well, yes, it's been a very busy several months now. But it's all worth it because it's going to be a big show.
How many years have you been doing the Denver Golf Expo?
Well, our first year was 2001. The show, I believe, started about 7 years before that. And this is the 19th year for the show.
Wow.
Okay, it's the 10th or 11th year that we've done it. Mm-hmm. And as Expo Masters, the show has grown, it's maybe four times the size it was when we took it over.
Yeah. It was really going strong there for a while, but the last couple of years it kind of backed off a little bit, didn't it, with the economy, but now it's picking up again?
That's right, yeah. And we saw a uptick last year on exhibit sales, and this year we're almost at a record year for sales on exhibits. And now we just need the people to come out and see it.
Yeah, that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Denver Merchandise Mart Pavilion and Plaza at I-25 and 58th Avenue in Denver. The show times on Friday are 10 to 5, on Saturday 9 to 5, and on Sunday from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. And before we talk a little bit more about that, a couple of years ago, you had a show here in Colorado Springs, the Southern Colorado Golf Expo, and it went pretty well. But that's gone away. What happened there?
The facility got sold out from underneath me is what happened. And in trying to find another facility that would work for the show at the, you know, at the price points that we had and everything, because they had the Broadmoor down there and the World Arena, but those places were just too expensive for the size of the show that it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't afford to do the show. There's a couple groups that put new facilities in, and so we're back on track for 2013. We're going to be doing it at the new Freedom Center up there on South Nevada.
All right, so there will be a Southern Colorado Expo in Colorado Springs, not this year, but next year.
Yes, in 2013. The Freedom Center got put together just a little bit too late for me to pull off the show for 2012, unfortunately. I didn't want to just do a show and not do it right. So, and that's my promise to the Colorado Springs people is if we're going to do the show down there, we really want to do it right and for them because they deserve it. And as you said, the show in 2010 when we did it,
yeah.
You know, it was fabulous. The turnout, the crowd, the people, and they were excited to have a golf show in their community. I mean, it was a tremendous turnout. So we were very happy for that. And I think it can be better. So the plan right now is to get down there, try to meet some influential people in the area that can help us program the event and promote the event, maybe get some sponsorships for us, that sort of thing, to pay for everything. So that's what we're going to try to do.
And for our Springs listeners, the Freedom Event Center is the one on North Nevada near the new Lowe's North. And Costco up there. And good for Jay and I, Mark, because that's a little closer to where we are, too. So,
South Nevada. Yeah. Thanks for correcting that.
Yeah, we're gonna like the new location. This year, I know, from what I understand, you've got an increase in vendors and, more... over the course of times, and this is the case everywhere with golf expos, you get some people moving in and that aren't really golf specific, but they like to show up at some of these events. But you've got a lot of, you're really hitting the golf specific vendors again now, aren't you?
Yes, thank you for pointing that out. This year we purified the exhibit, and when I was talking to Jay a little earlier, I'd said, yeah, we're going to purify the exhibit. He says, huh? You know, but what it was I noticed when I was walking around the floor that we had some home improvement people showing up, and, you know, there was financial planning people. There was a lot of chiropractors, and I just said, no, we've got to cut this back. So, the categories like home improvement that don't need to be there, I said, no more of that. You know, we cut it back to about four chiropractors, two sunglass places, one financial place, and all the rest. We probably left 20, 25 booths on the table. Just told people that we just didn't have space for them.
Are you close to being sold out this year?
Well, yeah, we're about three booths away from being sold out. So.
Yeah.
And no one knew that we were purifying, and that's what makes it so, so unusual that. That we had so many golf related companies that did step up this year. Okay, and so everyone talks about the economy, this economy, that. We're in all the shows that we do, we're seeing it across the board that the exhibitors are starting to come back and talking with business owners, business managers. They're seeing, they're busy, So golf courses, unfortunately, aren't as busy as they should be, though. And so that's what we're trying to do with the Golf Expo is hopefully, through the free lessons or the we've got free putting lessons this year, and then we've got free swing lessons over at the PGA booth, and we've got free swing seminars. Hopefully we make you a better golfer, and that way you'll want to play more golf. That's the goal, and it's kind of following the Golf 2.0 that PGA of America just came out with, that Boston Consulting Group was conscripted to do for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fabulous program, by the way. I don't know if you guys talk about that on air.
Yeah, not a whole lot yet. Mark, we've had a couple people, though, on the air in the last year or so that have said that some of the as big a reason for anything with some of the golf downturn, especially when it comes to rounds being played, is that the golf courses and some of the golf, even the equipment people, got lazy with their marketing. Do you think that the upturn that you're seeing in people coming to you is a reflection of that and that they've recognized that and are making the effort to turn that somewhat?
Could be. It could be just that they're scared because they've had a couple couple bad years, and so they're starting to realize, yeah, that I've got to get out and I've got to start marketing. But there's also new people that are, like I was looking, we had this prize that came in from a company that we're going to have up here, and it's a golf bag storage unit that you put in the garage, you know, and it's, you know, and so they've built this thing, and they're going to be selling them down there, you know, where you put it in the garage and it holds your golf balls. It's kind of interesting, you know. I've never seen anything like that. But some guy has gotten innovative, and he's bringing out this new line of, you know, storage units for golfers. And so, you know, I hope he does well. But anyway, going back to the direct question is, golf got expensive at the same time, that the economy happened. And I think that was the biggest thing. I mean, it was we had too many golf courses built, and then the golf rounds started spreading out, and then the economy hit, and you know, when the rounds started spreading out, the price went up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the economy hit, and everyone's, you know, there's too many people that are unfortunately underpaid or what do you call that? You know, when they're underemployed.
Underemployed, yeah.
Yeah. Mark Kramer is with us. He's with the Denver Golf Expo. This year's edition happens this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Denver Merchandise Mart Pavilion and Plaza at I-25 and 58th Avenue in Denver. The February 10th, February 11th, February 12th. Adult admission, $12. If you can play the Champions Tour, if you're 50 and over, it's $10. They have a veterans and military's admission of $10, and kids under 12 are free. And there's a lot of stuff for kids, isn't there, Mark?
There's a lot of stuff, and the PGA and Colorado Golf Foundation had introduced golf in schools last year, and so they're going to be doing that. Plus, we've had the junior golf experience for a number of years, so yes. And people can buy their tickets this year at King Supers.
Uh-huh.
At Tickets West at all King Supers locations throughout Colorado. So
sounds
they don't
good.
Have to wait in the lines.
And I understand, too, I won't have to be driving around in a circle like 15 times to try to find a parking place.
Well, we've opened up the east lot and hired a shuttle bus service to bring people over. The east lot is right across Washington Street on the east side of the building. And we'll also have a shuttle bus stop at the front of the building. So, of course, you know that you guys know that the entrance is around north on the back side of the building. That's where most of the parking spots are.
Yeah.
But we'll have people picking up because we have people parking all the way in the front of the building now. So we hired a shuttle service to transport people around.
That's a good problem to have. And we're looking forward to another great three-day Denver Golf Expo next weekend in the Mile High City. Mark, wish we had more time, but thanks for joining us, and we also look forward to next year when you're down here in Colorado Springs.
I appreciate it, you guys. Look forward to working with you on that one.
Great. Mark Kramer with the Denver Golf Expo joining us today here on Tee to Green. We're worldwide on American Forces Radio, Sirius and XM Satellite Radio, and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Dish Network is making the best value in TV even better. Introducing the new Blockbuster Movie Pass, included for up to 12 months when you sign up for Dish Network with a qualifying package. Get thousands of on-demand titles streaming straight to your TV or PC. Plus, unlimited access to over 100,000 movies, TV shows, and games by mail. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with promotional prices starting at just $19.99 a month for a whole year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. The best value in digital TV is available with a Dish Network authorized retailer. Call us today at 800-283-7507 for savings, quality, and value only with Dish Network. That's 800-283-7507. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Prices include $5 for Blockbuster Movie Pass. Requires Dish Online account, broadband internet, and compatible receiver. Call for details.
Do you suffer from arthritis, muscle soreness, muscle cramps, or joint pain and stiffness? If so, Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief can help you. Scientifically advanced Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief combines the new miracle cure Celedrin with clinically proven pain relief ingredients to not only reduce arthritis pain, but to eliminate it. Apply it once in the morning and once in the evening for 24-hour relief. Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief is easy to open and easy to use, so there are no lids or caps to struggle with, and there are no messy tubes. Don't let arthritis, muscle soreness, joint pain, or stiffness slow you down or limit your daily activities. If you're looking for relief, get Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief. Available at arthriticmax.com.
Easily the fastest hour in radio, unquestionably the quickest hour in golf. Not done yet. Here's Jerry to take us on tour.
The waste management event at the TPC Scottsdale got off to a slow start. Frost delays on Thursday morning in Phoenix. You heard about that, yeah?
That happens.
That does sound to happen sometimes. Well, they're caught up now, and Spencer Levine has a six-shot lead.
Ooh.
After yesterday. He is in at minus 17. Webb Simpson at minus 11. Bubba Watson and John Hewitt minus 10. The weather has gotten better because yesterday a record crowd, 173,210. Now, they let everyone that has a pulse get into that tournament, but that's 40,000 more than we had the entire week for the Women's Open here last year.
Wow.
So, 173,000 at a golf event. The women are in Australia preparing for the Open next week, but the ladies' Masters going on up at the Gold Coast near Brisbane. And So-Yeon Yoo, who won the U.S. Women's Open here last year, was 17 under at the midway point and then had a three-shot lead heading into today's final round, but she struggled with a 72 and was caught by Christelle Boljean of the Netherlands, a European Solheim Cup member last year. Boljean was the winner at minus 21. Yu, Doria Luna, and Ha Newell Kim. That's a new Kim on my list here that I didn't know about. All finished one shot back.
All right. So, Giants, Patriots, your pick?
I'm going with the Patriots, but if they don't fix the pass rush issue that they had, you know, they couldn't keep Brady upright 4 years ago. If they don't do that, they're not going to win this year either.
Okay, you're going with the Patriots. I'll go with the Giants. It wouldn't surprise me, though, if the Patriots win, and it wouldn't disappoint me either because I like both teams. I'm just hoping for a good game.
Yeah, going into the playoffs, I thought there were five teams that could win. The Giants weren't one of my five, and I'm sticking with it.
I've been with the Giants all along, and it's tough to
and
go against them.
I don't really want a team with seven losses winning the Super Bowl either. It's kind of a personal thing for me.
Okay. All right. All right. Hey, want to thank Mark Kramer for joining us today from the Denver Golf Expo. It happens next week in the Mile High City, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we look forward to a great Super Bowl today. That's going to do it for Scott back at our studios and for Jerry. I'm Jay. Till next time, hit 'em long and hit 'em straight.